Graham, another hard day in the field for the bowlers. You're bowling your guts out, not really getting the rub of the green today, were you?
Yeah, exactly right. Another tough one, if I'm being honest. Look, I think we give everything we possibly could have today, and it's obviously disappointing that we couldn't have bowled them out, at least bowled them out. But you've got to give them a bit of credit as well. You know, they gutted it out, and we've got to take a little bit of what they did as a batting side into our batting.
They were tenacious, weren't they? They were watchful. I mean, it was slow progress at times, but they were methodical about what they were doing on a difficult wicket at times.
Yeah, the wicket, it's tricky. We've got to be honest that the conditions are slightly old Riverside type of wickets, where the ball's consistently done a little bit, not a huge amount, but it's probably more swing than anything. But of course, you can play a swing. But I think we just didn't get our reward today, and I thought we tried, you know, give it 110%.
It's almost like watching the Middlesex game again. Nick Compton was dropped last week and went on to make a century. Nick Gubbins did, and they ended up with a lead. You ended up with a similar first innings total here as you did last week. And now Warwickshire are in a position of strength as Middlesex were.
Yeah, well, look, if you keep on dropping catches, you're not going to win many games. Simple as that. And you drop, you know, decent players. As I said, you're not going to win many games. It's pretty disappointing. People don't mean to drop catches, but ultimately we're making things very hard for ourselves, and we need to start taking these catches.
Yeah. And in Nick Compton, who'd just come back from a self-imposed exile and was struggling for runs, Ian Westwood in a similar position today, goes on to get 127.
Yeah, and it's actually quite nice to see him score some runs. You know, he's obviously had a bit of a tough time, and he's been in and out the side. So I'm pleased he's got runs, but ultimately we've had a bit of a shocker. You know, we should really be taking those catches, and you know, all of a sudden, instead of us bowling with a second new ball at Bell and Westwood, we could have been bowling that Barker and Clark, or you know, something like that. And ultimately it hurts us. As I said, no one means to drop catches, but ultimately it does hurt us as a team.
That's the hard part, isn't it? It's self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah. We're making things hard for ourselves. But ultimately, you know, we've got to keep on going. We've got a lot of games to go. A lot of overs to go in this game as well. We just need to be, I suppose, be better, really.
Yeah. 108 run lead though on such a wicket is a big lead, isn't it? And it's a position of strength that Warwickshire be very happy to be in, given the start of this match just a point ahead of you.
Yeah, it is. It is. They're a good side. They've had a good day today. And if we're being honest, we've done some good things. But ultimately, we're behind in this game. We need a special performance from two players now, two batters, but of course we need to bowl them out first.